Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone.
Welcome everyone, here with the Divine, with this very, very special message of love. We're talking today about self-love, about loving the self, and about if you don't love yourself, how to. Some people don't know how to. So we're here today to teach you, to give you the understanding, to give you the wisdom, and to give you and to show you a way. So self-love is such an interesting topic for people because they first think that you're conceited. Their ego gets in the way, and they think that you're conceited and that you just think that you're better than other people. That's not true. Self-love doesn't have ego. Self-love actually is 100% humility and grace and gratitude. Self-love has the ability to love boundlessly for other people, yourself included. Self-love also gives self-respect and self-honor and self-value. So when we have self-love, self-honor, self-value, self-respect, okay, then we're in a position to not harm others. We're in a position to receive divine love all the time. We're in a position to say, I have value. I have value. I have something to offer. I'm here because I have something to offer. I have something for myself. I'm self-sufficient. I'm self not serving, meaning in a, it's always me, but I can take care of myself. That means I'm capable of helping others also. I can take care of other people also because I'm kind, because I'm gracious, because I want them to learn how to love themselves too. So self-love is just a massive concept of the divine love within us. It's not a physical attribute, okay? It's not a physical attribute. It's a spiritual attribute. It comes from deep inside of the soul. It comes from deep inside of our beingness. The truth of who we really are. The truth of who we really are. So people that have self-love, okay, that they love themselves, they shine it. It shines from inside of them. Okay? So I was thinking about this a little bit earlier and I thought, all right, well, what would happen if nobody had a mirror? If we never had mirrors before? Okay? And the only thing that you can do is look down upon yourself because there's no reflection. You can't look in the mirror and see whether you like your physical body, whether you like your hair, what you look like, how you're comparing yourself to others. All that's ego. It's ego. So if there are no mirrors, you've never seen yourself other than looking down upon yourself, and you don't know exactly what you look like. You've never seen your face because you're looking from inside out, right? What is it that you're reflecting outside then? What are you reflecting from inside of your being out towards others? If you've never seen your face, the physical attributes of yourself, then what are you trying to portray? Do you have a frown on your face? Are you ugly? Are you concerned? Are you pathetic? What is it that you're giving out? What is that true reflection inside of you? So self-love comes from self-acceptance of the truth. The truth. God's truth. The divine truth. Okay? Not religious truth. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about divine truth. The thing that's inside of you. Are you ugly inside? Are you filled with hate? Jealousy? Rage? Ego? Maybe that's true about your personality. But the truth of you, the truth of you, means that if you're filled with hate and anger and all these egotistical bad behaviors, it's because you've been fractured and you've been hurt. The sensitive side inside of you wanted acceptance somewhere. And you're mad and you're angry and you're hurt because you're not getting the love that you thought you should have had. Somebody wronged you. Who knows what it was? And you're angry about it. And you're afraid. You're afraid to accept the simple fact that you might be worthy of loving. That you are actually really loved, but you're just so mad and angry about it that that's the only thing that you're going to reflect is your pain. So people will see your pain through your anger. They'll see your fear through your bad behavior because you've lost self-love somewhere. You never even really gained it. So when we take a moment to find out what we're truly reflecting, not our emotions, the truth of who we really are, that's how we attain self-love. So take some time today and go back over in your mind. Go back to times where you have said or spoke or thought bad things about yourself. Okay? I'm not saying about being perfect. Perfection has nothing to do with self-love. Quite the opposite. Self-love is about the whole truth of who we are and who we're not. There's certain people out there that are so amazing. Like, you can't even compete or compare with them. Look at Christ. Like, beyond words. Beyond words. Why are you competing with them? Who said something bad about you or to your face? Well, you're not good enough. You're never going to amount to anything. Maybe that's what your parents said to you. Who knows? But that's their reflection. It's their reflection upon you. Maybe they're trying to do you a favor because you're lazy. Maybe that's just how they feel about themselves on the inside, that they'll never amount to anything. So they want you to amount to something so that they can be proud of themselves or that you can be proud of yourself. Who knows? But go back and think about from childhood to the age that you are now, all of those false beliefs, all of those things that aren't true. How did it make you feel? Probably pretty bad. I'm sure it made you feel bad. Maybe you did look in the mirror and said, wow, my friend's really tall and really pretty, and I'm short and fat and stumpy. So I must not be worthy of love. No. Maybe the friend that's tall and pretty next to you is the most insecure person you've ever met in your entire life, and they have nothing to offer. They have nothing to offer. And so they fill their life with insecurities 24 hours a day. That's why they have to look tall and pretty, because they're insecure. Self-love is not a physical attribute. It is not the words that we have been telling ourselves. So you must take those things that you've told yourself, those lies, okay, which we've talked about this before on the show. These lies that you tell yourself or that somebody told you and you believed it and you owned it, you have to rearrange your thought process about it. Not the opposite. It's not doing the opposite. Okay, so it's not, well, I'm short and fat, so now I'm tall and skinny. That's not real. So being short and chunky, let's just say short and chunky, okay? Maybe you rearrange that thought to, Wow. One good thing about that is I've got a lot to love. The other good thing about that is that I can date any guy because they're all taller than me. And some people really like short people. Some people really relate to short people or really relate to tall people. Who knows? Who cares? But it's about changing the thought about your own perspective, about what it is that you like and what you dislike about yourself. That's the first step, is changing your mind about what you like and dislike about yourself. It's not about perfection, remember? It's not about the physical attributes either. Soulful self-love. Soulful self-love says, I must be good at something. I must be good at something. And some people I can ask them, and they'll say, I'm not good at anything. Really? Well, you're good at pouting. Or you're good at being a victim. Not the best attribute. But they're good at something. Everybody's good at something. Some people are outstanding at things. Some people aren't. Some people are really good at lots of things. Some people, they're like, well, I can do this, and 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 oh, I'm really good at that, and that, and that, and that, and that, too, all day long. Or somebody says, well, I can be kind. I listen. I hug well. So it's about the heartfelt center. It's about the soul center, about what the soul has to offer. What the soul shine in your body is. We've got a meditation for you guys today, and it's about soul shine. And the solar plex, which we've talked about before, is a flame. And when you ignite that flame and you allow self-love, self-respect, self-truth, okay, your soul starts to shine. It gets brighter. It gets bigger. And the reflection in your eyes towards other people, out towards other people, people will recognize. They'll start coming to you and they'll be like, you're so pretty. Oh my God, look at how great you are. Thank you so much. You're so kind. People recognize your truth. When you start living it, when you start allowing it, when you start loving yourself for who you really are, you must learn how to love yourself for who you really are. Because that's the key to your whole life. It's the key to other relationships. It's the key to your purpose in life. It's the key to God. There isn't anything larger than divine love. And self-love has nothing to do with conceit. People that think they're great, they're egotistical. People that think they go around tooting their own horns, thinking that they're so darn amazing. I'm so good at this. Look at how great I am. Well, they're doing that because there's something inside of them that they're not comfortable with. If you're not comfortable with something, don't hide it behind a false bravado of ego. Don't hide that. Just be clear. Well, I'm really insecure about this one thing about myself. So then start changing your ideas about it. Fix it. If you have bad behavior because you have no self-love, first try the self-love technique. Then your behavior will change. If you have done something wrong, everybody does. Every human does something wrong. We behave badly sometimes because we're supposed to learn. We're learning about our capabilities. We're learning about not how to say that bad thing to that person, or we shouldn't have done that to them, and oh gosh, I shouldn't have done that. I could have paid my bills, or whatever it is, right? So the behaviors change when you recognize the truth of what you're doing. The behaviors change. Your personality will change towards the behavior of self-love and self-respect. And self-humility, and self-truth, and self-worthiness, and self-joy, and self-joy. Learn to be content with yourself by loving yourself first. You know, we talk about relationships where people will say, I've heard it so many times, well, you can't love somebody if you can't love yourself. Well, I don't believe that that's true. But I do believe that when you love yourself, you have the capability to love others even more, and that you're able to receive love also more boundlessly, more fully, because you think you're worthy, because you are, because you've seen the truth inside of you. That self-reflection, look in the mirror and self-reflect. Get rid of all your mirrors and self-reflect. Are you proud of yourself? Can you stand there and say, okay, I've done a wonderful job today? Sometimes not. Sometimes we don't do a good job. That doesn't have anything to do with self-love. That has to do with self-performance. Personality, ego, all that other stuff. But when we can sit still with ourselves and with God, not looking at what we've achieved or what we failed at, but just the willingness to be loved. We have to have a willingness to be loved. It's earned. Self-love is earned. It's granted to you when you're being created. Self-love is granted to you. Then we come to Earth and we become human. And we do all kinds of crazy human stuff. Okay? Great stuff, bad stuff, whatever it is. So self-love is earned. Because we have to get rid of all those layers of all the bad things that we think about ourselves, or that we've done, or that other people view us. And we have to earn our right back to it. You have to earn your right back to self-love. It's not granted to you. You must do the work. You must shed yourself of all the falseness, all the lies, all the misinterpretations, all the false beliefs. You have to earn it. And when you do, not only will you love yourself, have self-value, self-respect, humility, grace, joy, beauty, togetherness, oneness. You, I'm going to say this, and people don't like when I say this, you will recognize that you don't matter anymore. That it's not about you. It's about your reflection upon others, towards others. They say, everyone says, the eyes are the reflection of the soul. It is true. When people look deep inside of your eyes, what are they going to see? What is the truth of you? Are you going to shine self-love upon them so that they can love themselves? Are you going to shine the beauty that's inside of you? The pain that's inside of you? The anger? The hurt? The contentment? The peace, the joy. Self-love is earned. Go find your self-love. Get rid of all those layers. Grind yourself to whiteness just like the divine does. Go back to way before you were hurt and that you didn't like what you saw. And start liking what you see. Change your mind about your life. Start liking and accepting the truth of you, the beauty, the divineness that's inside of you, because it's in each and every one of us. It is. Go shine brightly. Go shine brightly. Take some time today. Listen to this wonderful meditation. It's about soul shine. Teach your body, teach your being how to reflect from inside out, and go reflect amazing, wonderful, beautiful joy upon yourself, your family, and others. Blessings to you all.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. my throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, a returning a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money, effortless and easy, everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.